Watts News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The nation's economy grew at a healthy 3.5% pace during the third quarter. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, some top news headlines. The Wall Street Journal says authorities have arrested a Florida man in connection with more than a dozen packages containing suspected explosive devices sent to prominent Democrats and outspoken critics of President Trump this week. Law enforcement officials say that Cesar Sayoc, 56 years old, was taken into custody in the Miami area. Mr. Sayoc is a former Florida store manager with a history of arrests, including one in 2002 in Miami for a bomb threat, according to online court records. WSJ.com says investigators also discovered more suspicious packages Friday, this time addressed to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and California Senator Kamala Harris. Head to our website, WSJ.com, the place to go for all the latest updates on this unfolding story. And the calamitous week on Wall Street continued, with stocks resuming their slide Friday. It came after Amazon and Google disappointed with their quarterly results. For the latest on the financial markets, click on WSJ.com or head to WSJ Podcasts. Sources say Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Friday approved a request from the Department of Homeland Security to provide additional U.S. troops on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Pentagon support under Mr. Mattis' directive begins Tuesday and ends December 15th. The order does not specify how many troops would be assigned. This comes as the Trump administration is considering a plan to block ports of entry to migrants, including asylum seekers, on the southern border. Another problem for Tesla. The car maker, with a civil fraud settlement now behind it, reportedly faces a new legal problem, a deepening criminal investigation. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal the FBI is examining whether Tesla misstated information about production of its Model 3 sedans and misled investors about the company's business going back to early 2017. Action in the criminal investigation, headed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Francisco, has intensified in recent weeks after the Securities and Exchange Commission settled separate civil charges with Tesla and Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk. Megyn Kelly is out at NBC. The network said NBC News has ended Ms. Kelly's hour-long show, Megyn Kelly Today. NBC added that other Today co-anchors will host the 9 a.m. hour of the program. Ms. Kelly and NBC News have been engaged in talks for her to exit the network after controversy erupted following a Tuesday edition of the show where she suggested that putting on blackface as part of a Halloween costume isn't necessarily racist. Coming up, another strong quarter of growth for the U.S. economy. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. The nation's economy grew at a robust rate during the third quarter. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S., grew at a 3.5% pace from July through September. Let's get some more details on this from the Wall Street Journal's Harriet Torrey, who joins us from Washington. Harriet, this was the initial GDP estimate from the government for the third quarter. Was this better than expected?
Yes, it was. It was slightly better than expected. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal ahead of the report thought that it would be 3.4%, and that was 3.5, so that was a little upside surprise. All in all, it was a pretty strong report. The headline number moderated from the second quarter when growth was 4.2%, but it remains strong, and really what's powering this growth is the American consumer. Personal consumption expenditures, so that's household spending, grew at the strongest rate in nearly 4 years. So very low unemployment and strong consumer confidence and rising wages appear to be really powering U.S. consumers to get out there and spend.
Right. Consumer spending was up at a 4% annual rate during the third quarter. Wasn't government spending another factor boosting the GDP, especially, I think, military spending?
Yes, so the spending by the federal government rose at a 3.3% annual rate in the third quarter, and defense spending was definitely a part of that. That was up 4.6%. So it was those two factors, consumer and government spending, that were sort of the plus points in this report. There were definitely some downsides, though. There was a real surprise on the business investment front. That only eked out just a little bit of growth. It was up 0.8% in the quarter. That compares to 8.7% growth in the second quarter and 11.5% in the first quarter. So it's really slowed down a lot. And that is definitely a worrying signal about, you know, the way that businesses are feeling and the fact that they just don't seem to be investing at the rate that was hoped, given the fact that they had this big tax cut not a year ago.
Wasn't the consumer spending number rather remarkable given the fact that the housing and auto sectors were weak, and those were weak probably because of higher interest rates?
Yeah, higher interest rates definitely seem to be feeding through in the report. We can really see that. Housing has been a drag on growth since the start of the year, and that only got worse in the third quarter. And then, yeah, auto sales were pretty tepid. So people just seem to be, you know, they're seeing interest rates go up on the mortgages that are being offered by banks and so on. And combined with that, prices are pretty high and inventory is low. So that just means that the housing sector is not doing well.
Was there any way for the government, Harriet, to estimate the effect on GDP of Hurricane Florence, which struck the southeast in September?
No, the Commerce Department did put a note about that in the report. They said that they couldn't estimate how that impacted. And if anything, you know, the economists thought that that would have showed up in consumer spending because the hurricane would have kept people from getting out to restaurants and stores and shopping and so on. So consumer spending was really an upside surprise in this report. Another thing that we saw in the report was inventories. So inventory investment added quite considerably to growth. That was a reversal from the second quarter when it was a drag on growth, and that was because it was thought companies were trying to sort of offload their stocks in anticipation of trade tariffs. In this quarter, we've seen them replenishing, so that definitely boosted growth as well.
And imports were up sharply too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, imports were up nearly 10%, which was very stark. That's really due to the fact that the domestic economy is strong. People want to buy things, they're going to supermarkets and buying imports from China and so on. The downside is that exports dropped, and that is of course a negative for US companies and US manufacturers.
President Trump has tweeted about the strong economy. Mr. Trump and his supporters have said the tax cut program is helping drive economic growth. Is there disagreement about whether this growth of 3% plus is sustainable, for example, if the effects of the tax cut eventually wear off?
Yeah, so it seems like the tax cuts are sort of, you know, the impact of the tax cut is in question now, given this report. It's still pretty early. You know, GDP can be volatile from quarter to quarter, but it does look like the fiscal stimulus boost faded for businesses in this quarter. And, you know, will it continue for consumers? I guess that will depend on sentiment and the job market and so on. But the other thing, of course, to notice is tightening monetary policy. That seems to be putting a downer on the housing market. And then the sort of more intangible aspects, like increasing protectionism, slowing global activity, and trade tariffs seem to be hurting exports. But also they could be kind of giving companies hesitation about whether to invest because they just don't know what's going to happen.
And finally, doesn't this report leave the Fed on track to raise short-term interest rates one more time this year at its December policy meeting?
Yes, 3.5% growth is definitely a sign that the economy is strong. On a year-over-year basis, compared to the third quarter of 2017, the growth rate was 3%. So that's well above the sort of roughly 2% rate we've seen in this expansion. So aside from slightly weak inflation, there really didn't seem to be much in this report that could give the Fed pause.
Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joining us from Washington. Thanks, Harriet.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.